thousands homeless from Mozambique cyclone. Barrier Mozambique. Authorities in Mozambique say that with a key road open to the badly damaged city of Barrier, conditions on the ground improving and more international help arriving, vital aid to those hit by Cyclone Idai should now flow more freely. Cyclone Idai's death toll has risen above 750 in the three southern African countries hit 10 days ago by the storm. As workers rush to restore electricity, water, and try to prevent outbreak of cholera. In Mozambique, the number of deaths has risen to 446, while there are 259 dead in Zimbabwe and at least 56 dead in Malawi, for a three-nation total of 761. The death toll is very preliminary, said Mozambique's Environment Minister, Celso Correa, who said it is expected to rise. Some 228,000 displaced people are now in camps across the vast flooded area of Mozambique, said Correa, who is the government's disaster coordinator, briefing journalists on Monday. It is too early to give a number of missing, he said. Diarrhea is reported in camps, but he says it's too early to say whether it's cholera. He has said that it is almost certain that the deadly disease would emerge. Eight teams are going to high points on islands created by Cyclone Idai and finding a lot of people, Correa said. Until all areas can be reached and assessed, it is impossible to say the disaster response effort has turned a corner, he said. When asked by journalists about people found sheltering in a school along the newly opened main road to Barrier, who said they had not eaten since the storm, Correa said the aid had to be prioritized according to necessity. At least they were found and the aid is coming. He said they can still hang on for a few days. Correa defended Mozambique's storm warning system, asserting that people knew weeks in advance that trouble was coming. More than 300,000 people were warned in advance, he said. All reports say the systems worked, he said. Some residents of Barrier and Mbuzi, however, said they had heard nothing to indicate the scale of the cyclone and were shocked by quickly rising waters, and some have expressed anger at the government for not giving more warnings. Mozambique's former president, Joaquim Cristiano, who was at the press briefing, said authorities did what they could to warn residents. Cristiano asserted that it would take 3 years to rebuild the city of Barrier. Sebastian Rhodes Stamper, deputy director at the UN Humanitarian Operation, told reporters that a lot more assistance should be seen by Tuesday as more aid arrives at staging areas such as Barrier Airport. He said the government is repairing key roads just enough to allow aid and other trucks to have access, with repair crews on hand when problems arise. They are being repaired for now, and that's good enough, Stamper said. One bright spot amid the hurried response effort is the weather, which on Monday morning in Barrier was dry, partly cloudy and hot. With no rains, the flooded areas should be able to drain. I'm pretty confident in the weather, Stamper said. It's the only thing I'm confident about. The United States military says President Donald Trump has directed it to support relief efforts to help Mozambique with the destruction caused by Cyclone Idai more than a week ago. The U.S. Africa Command statement says AFRICOM provides disaster relief when it has unique capabilities that could be utilized in the U.S. government's response. It says the combined joint task force, Horn of Africa, will lead the U.S. military efforts, and that its initial assessments have begun at the scene of the disaster.